Monday Motivation for March 18th, 2024. God uses cracked pots. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. As believers, it's often easy for us to see the brokenness of the lost world around us. More than that, we see those who revel in that brokenness, many justifying what they do with selfish reasons. We see many of the same things within the church and ourselves, justifying the sin we know is in our lives in various ways. It isn't that bad, no one is being hurt, other people do it, God will forgive me. In spite of this, we do see God working in and through the church to accomplish his purposes. This shouldn't be surprising because he's always had to operate in this way. We see imperfect people within the scripture being approached and used by God despite their past. God can even use the brokenness of their lives to bring about his purposes. Isaac's family was dysfunctional. When Rebekah was pregnant, the Lord revealed that she was carrying twins. Those twins would be nations that separated from each other, with the older serving the younger. Even from birth, there was contention in the relationship between Jacob and Esau. As they grew, this continued. To make matters worse, Isaac and Rebekah each played favorites with one of the sons. This caused the broken dysfunction to spread throughout the family. This culminates in Jacob impersonating Esau under Rebekah's guidance to trick Isaac into granting him the paternal blessing. Jacob had already secured the economic birthright of the firstborn by extorting it from Esau. This would make his takeover complete by securing the position of family patriarch. The record of this deception is in Genesis 27. Undoubtedly, Rebekah and Jacob felt their actions were justified. The actions they justified included deceit, dishonoring a father, and even blasphemy. Their plot works. Jacob escapes with the paternal blessing and his life intact, but he does have to flee in order to make sure the latter stays true. While running for his life, he spends a night out in the open wilderness. God appears to him and affirms the covenant of Abraham and Isaac will be continued in him. This astonishes Jacob and becomes a pivotal moment in his life. From then on, he lives as a changed man, more often being deceived and cheated than perpetrating those acts on others. God fulfills the words he spoke while the twins were still in the womb. None of us is perfect, but it's only the work of God in our lives that can repair our brokenness to make us useful. Like Jacob, we may be surprised to find God is present when we become aware of him, but he's been at work even when we were ignorant. We only feel the need to justify things because we know they're wrong. I tend to believe that Jacob knew the life he lived before that night at Bethel was not the life he should be living. God was able to use that broken home filled with broken people to prepare Jacob for the life he would live. Rather than justifying what you do, agree with God about your sinfulness, because it's only after he has repaired you that you can truly be useful. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.